Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at DocuWiki,
okay,
which is a pretty popular wiki engine known for being easy to use and pretty powerful.
Right.
We've got some great material to work with for this deep dive, coming straight from DocuWiki's GitHub page and their official website.
Okay.
And that should give us a really clear picture of what makes DocuWiki tick. And before we dive in, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Yeah.
Who can help you host this software and guide you through that digital transformation journey. Mm-hmm. You can check them out at www.safeserver.dd. So,
sounds good.
Imagine a world where you could like easily create and edit web pages.
Right.
Collaborate with others and like have this perfect record of every change that's ever been made.
Right.
That's the power of a wiki.
Yeah, absolutely.
And DocuWiki is designed to make that process super simple and approachable.
That's right. And one of the things that makes it so easy to work with is that it doesn't require a database. Most web applications rely on databases to store information, but DocuWiki does away with that complexity.
So no need to wrestle with database setups.
Exactly.
That sounds like a big win for anyone who just wants to get their wiki up and running quickly.
Absolutely. And this simplicity extends to how you actually edit pages in DocuWiki.
Okay.
It uses a very straightforward syntax that's based on plain text formatting.
So no need to learn any complicated code.
Absolutely not. You can easily format text, create headings, add links, and more, all using simple markup.
Okay.
Think of it like writing an email, just with a few extra tricks to make your content look good.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
Simplicity seems to be at the core of DocuWiki's design.
It is.
And the fact that it's open source and free to use just adds to the appeal.
It does. The open source aspect means that the code is publicly available, so you can examine it, you can modify it.
Oh, wow.
And you can even redistribute it. And this not only makes DocuWiki free to use,
right,
but also fosters a community of developers who contribute to its development and its improvement.
Speaking of community, I'm noticing that both the website and the GitHub page highlight the DocuWiki community as a key strength.
Absolutely.
It sounds like it's more than just a bunch of people using the software.
Yeah.
There's a real sense of collaboration there.
Absolutely. The DocuWiki community is incredibly active, and supportive people are constantly creating new plugins and templates.
Okay.
Which are like add-ons that extend the functionality and the appearance of your wiki.
So even though DocuWiki is simple at its core,
right,
it can be customized to fit a wide range of needs.
It can.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. Whether you need to add a forum, integrate with other tools, or simply change the look of your wiki, there's probably a plugin or a template out there that can help you do it.
Wow.
And if not, you can often find someone in the community who's willing to help you create one.
That's the power of open source in action.
Yeah.
Now let's get down to brass tacks.
Sure.
What are some specific examples of how people are using DocuWiki? The use cases section on the website mentioned some pretty interesting applications.
Yeah, one that stands out is using DocuWiki as a constantly updated manual for a software project.
So instead of having a static document that quickly becomes outdated,
right,
you can have a living, breathing manual that everyone on the team can contribute to.
Exactly. And because DocuWiki has built-in version control,
okay,
you can track every change that's made so you can always go back to a previous version if needed.
Oh, that's handy.
This is incredibly valuable in a collaborative environment where multiple people are making edits.
No more sifting through endless email chains trying to find the latest version of document.
Exactly.
That's a huge time saver.
It is another interesting use case is building a company intranet with DocuWiki.
Okay.
It can become a central hub for all kinds of information.
Right.
From company policies to project updates.
I see how that could be useful. Instead of having information scattered across different platforms and file systems,
right,
you have a single, easily searchable location for everything. And because it's a wiki, anyone with permission can update information,
absolutely,
ensuring it's always current.
Precisely. And with DocuWiki's access control features,
right,
you can manage who can edit what, ensuring sensitive information stays secure.
Okay. I'm starting to see the appeal of DocuWiki.
Yeah.
It seems like it combines the simplicity of a text editor with the power and flexibility of a much more complex platform.
That's a good way to put it. And the customization options we touched on earlier really make it adaptable to various situations. Let's talk more about that.
Sounds good. I'm curious to learn more about how plugins and templates actually work.
So you're curious about how plugins and templates work in DocuWiki?
Yeah, I am. It sounds like they're key to unlocking DocuWiki's full potential.
They absolutely are. Think of plugins like apps for your smartphone.
Okay.
They add specific functionalities that the core software doesn't have.
Yeah.
For example, let's say you want to add discussion forum to your DocuWiki.
That would be useful for encouraging collaboration and getting feedback on ideas.
Exactly. And there's probably a plugin for that. You simply install the plugin and it integrates seamlessly into your DocuWiki, adding a forum section where users can create threads and engage in discussions.
So in essence, plugins extend DocuWiki's capabilities without making the core software overly complex.
That's right. And the beauty of it is that you only install the plugins you need. This keeps your DocuWiki lean and efficient. Now, templates, on the other hand, are more about appearance. They control the overall look and feel of your wiki.
So like choosing different themes for your phone's home screen.
That's a good analogy. DocuWiki comes with some basic templates, but there are countless others created by the community. You can find templates that give your wiki a professional look, a minimalist vibe, or even a fun, colorful design.
So if I wanted to match my DocuWiki's look to my company's branding, I could probably find a template that does that.
Most likely, yes. And even if you can't find the perfect template, you can usually tweak an existing one or even create your own from scratch. DocuWiki's template system is quite flexible.
That level of customization is pretty impressive. Now, we've talked a lot about the benefits of DocuWiki, but are there any potential drawbacks or things people should be aware of?
Well, the simplicity that makes DocuWiki so approachable can also be a limitation in certain situations.
Okay.
For example, since DocuWiki doesn't use a database, it might not be the best choice for extremely large wikis with hundreds of thousands of pages or for applications that require complex data relationships.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's always about choosing the right tool for the job. But for most use cases, especially for individuals, teams, and small to medium-sized organizations, DocuWiki seems like a fantastic option.
It is, especially when you consider the vibrant community and the vast ecosystem of plugins and templates.
Community seems to be a recurring theme. I'm sensing that it's more than just a support forum. It seems to be a driving force behind DocuWiki's success.
It definitely is. The DocuWiki community is incredibly passionate and dedicated. People are constantly sharing tips, answering questions, and collaborating on new features. It's one of the most welcoming and supportive open source communities I've ever encountered.
And what's great is that there are multiple ways to get involved. You can participate in forum discussions, contribute to documentation, translate the interface into different languages, or even develop your own plugins and templates.
Yes, exactly. And even if you're not a developer, you can still contribute by simply sharing your knowledge and helping others.
Okay, so let's say someone is listening to this and they're thinking, I want to give DocuWiki a try.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your advice to them? Where should they start?
The first step is to head over to the official DocuWiki website. They have a really straightforward download and installation process. It's surprisingly easy, even for those who aren't super tech savvy.
And remember, no database setup required.
Mm.
You can have a DocuWiki up and running in minutes.
Absolutely. Once you have DocuWiki installed, you can start exploring the interface, creating pages, and experimenting with different features. And the beauty of it is that you can learn as you go. There's no need to become a DocuWiki expert overnight.
The best way to learn is by doing. And if you get stuck, the DocuWiki community is always there to help.
Precisely. The DocuWiki forum is a treasure trove of information and advice. You can search for existing threads or create a new one to ask your question. And the community is incredibly responsive.
It sounds like a great place to learn from others who have already gone through the same process of setting up and customizing their DocuWiki.
Yeah.
Now, I know we touched on version control earlier, but I think it deserves a little more attention given how important it is for collaborative work.
You're absolutely right. Version control is one of those features that you don't fully appreciate until you've experienced its benefits.
You know, as we've been talking about DocuWiki,
mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about how it kind of goes against the grain of a lot of software these days. It seems like so many platforms are trying to be everything to everyone, adding like features upon features.
Yeah.
But DocuWiki keeps things refreshingly simple.
I agree. It's a testament to the idea that you don't need to overcomplicate things to be effective. DocuWiki focuses on the essentials of creating and sharing information, and it does them exceptionally well.
And that commitment to simplicity really comes through in the use of plain text for editing.
Yeah.
You mentioned this earlier, but I think it's worth highlighting again. It's such a brilliant design choice. that makes DocuWiki so approachable for people of all technical levels.
Absolutely. You don't need to learn any complicated programming languages or spend hours figuring out how to format your content. It's as simple as typing in plain text and adding a few simple markup tags for things like headings, lists, and links.
I think that's a huge part of why DocuWiki has such a strong community.
Yeah.
It makes contributing so much easier when you don't have to jump through a bunch of technical hoops.
Exactly. And that sense of community is something that really sets DocuWiki apart. It's not just a piece of software. It's a movement of people who believe in the power of open knowledge and collaborative learning.
You can really feel that when you explore the DocuWiki forum and the documentation. People are genuinely helpful and enthusiastic about sharing their knowledge and helping others.
It's a refreshing change from the often competitive and closed-off nature of many other software communities. DocuWiki is a place where people are encouraged to help each other and to contribute to the common good.
And that brings us to a bigger point that I think is really important to emphasize.
Yeah.
DocuWiki isn't just about creating wikis. It's about fostering a culture of knowledge sharing and collaboration.
Absolutely. It's a tool that can be used for so much more than just documenting projects or creating internal knowledge bases. It can be used to build communities, share ideas, and empower people to learn and grow together.
It's almost like a philosophy.
Yeah.
A way of thinking about information and how we can work together to create something greater than ourselves.
Yeah. I like that a DocuWiki philosophy. And that philosophy is about openness, accessibility, and the belief that knowledge is most powerful when it's shared.
And on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up our deep dive into the world of DocuWiki. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the technical features to the community spirit that makes DocuWiki so special.
We've seen how its simplicity makes it easy for anyone to get started, while its flexibility and vast ecosystem of plugins and templates allow it to scale to meet the needs of even the most demanding users.
But perhaps most importantly, we've seen how DocuWiki embodies the spirit of open source and collaborative learning.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that we can achieve great things when we work together and share our knowledge freely.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in experiencing the power of DocuWiki for yourself, don't forget that our sponsor, SafeServer, can help you get started. They can handle all the technical details of hosting and setting up your DocuWiki so you can focus on creating amazing content.
You can find out more about SafeServer services at www.tot.safeserver.d. We encourage you to explore DocuWiki further and see how it can empower you to connect, collaborate, and share your knowledge with the world.
Happy wikiing!